This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Disgusting comments deservedly criticized are not stopping Father Frank Pavone from voting for Donald Trump. Turning from those comments made 10 years ago while Trump was a Democrat, has the GOP nominee for president making amends, as Father Pavone sees it, in his pledge to do the right thing now in Trump's pledges for good judges and the defunding of the nation's number one abortion provider, Planned Parenthood? After a stint outside the country, the parents of J.E. McMath fled California with their allegedly brain-dead daughter for New Jersey. If, as some California doctors said, J.E. was, as they say, brain-dead, her body would have deteriorated. Instead, she is making progress, and there is evidence that J.E. McMath is now listening to everything. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
In other headlines, 154 babies and their mothers have been spared from abortion because of the first 2 weeks of this current 40 Days for Life. The Salvation Army is being forced to participate in early death killing of patients in Switzerland. And Baltimore pregnancy centers have been set free from a 2009 Baltimore ordinance demanding pro-life advocates help find abortions for women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.